here with one of the senior defenders who's had a very busy week ever since qualifying for state. That's Eliza Van Zee. Eliza, obviously a great performance for your team. I imagine very excited to be moving on.
Yeah, that was we played a hard game, and it's great to come out with a win on a hot day.
Well, and this game started again with both teams kind of testing the water. ADM is arguably one of the best teams you've played not only all season but in about a month's time. What were they able to do in that first half where they were able to break through a couple times? Because normally your defense is so strong, but they obviously caught you off guard just a few times there.
Yeah, they had really great possession in the first half. Their middle was outworking a little bit, and so we had to adjust with our midfielders playing a little stronger, a little faster in there so that we could push the ball farther out wide.
Well, and it felt like there was that 20-minute break. ADM had about a good 8-minute charge there. And then final 10 minutes or so of that first half, you turned things around. What did you think was the key to flipping that? Because really for the rest of the game, you had good possession.
Yeah, I think for us, it was getting the ball through faster and just getting long balls to the corners. Their defense got pretty tired pretty quick. And so that was Abby was able to wear them down pretty fast, and we were able to get a lot more shots off there.
Well, and how crucial was it that Mia found Abby? It was one of the long balls right down the middle. Abby gets a really good shot off. I imagine 1-0, even though you have a really good defense, 1-0 gives you so much confidence.
Yeah, that was a great confidence builder for us. We knew that we could do better. I mean, we could perform well doing that, and we could keep doing that, and they can't stop us there.
Well, and then the second half then, mentally, how important was it to have that 1-0 lead? What changed for you? And confidence-wise, what does that do to you, knowing that you've only given up 4 goals all season? What did it mean to have that lead?
I mean, that's great for us. You know, we know we had a hard 40 minutes in front of us, but having a little bit of that comfort was helpful, and just knowing that we can be better than them, we can beat them if we just keep working hard. And we're a better team, and we can prove that.
Well, and you did that. Now, the crazy part for you is that you haven't been here since you qualified for state. You were with us when Pella defeated Fort Madison, and you've had a really special opportunity this summer. Let's talk about that for a second, called DCI. Obviously, many people may know you were a big part of the Marching Dutch going to California. Well, your marching band career is continuing this summer.
Yeah, so I'm with the Colts Drum and Bugle Corps this summer, and basically it's just like a major league marching band. I auditioned in November, and I've been at rehearsals ever since, and I moved in on Friday, and I've been there all week.
And now you were able to come back for this, and I imagine this was special to have this opportunity to play with these girls. Even if today was the end, it was probably important for you to be back.
Yeah, I was really glad I came back. This was a great game, and I'm so glad to be back with all my friends playing soccer.
Well, and the best part about it is you have a rematch in front of you, a team that you played really well against, number one Waverly Shell Rock, went down to a PK showdown. What do you think, do you remember, A, from that first matchup, and what will be so important to make sure you have that chance to play for a state championship on Friday? What are the keys to advance against Waverly?
I think, again, just like in the first Waverly game, we have to be strong in the middle. They have some really great midfielders, and so making sure that we're pressuring the ball all the time is going to help us a lot, and then we can continue passing long balls to the corners and up through the middle like we did today.
That's Eliza Van Zee, a senior defender for the Pella girls soccer team, a 1-0 victory over the ADM Tigers. Eliza, good to have you back, first of all, and I know you'll have a great summer after this, but also good to get one more soccer match left. We'll see you on Friday.
Yes, thank you.